www.thebeat.org.
What's on your mind? With Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hanlon. Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Steve is back today. He will join us momentarily on the program to take your calls, questions, and comments. By the way, I'll be away tomorrow. It's my payback for Steve being gone yesterday. Actually, I am attending, for the first time in my 48 years on this planet Earth, a retreat that a friend of mine from out of Center, North Dakota, by the name of Mike Liffrig, invited me to just a couple of weeks ago. And it is a silent three-day retreat, as in this radio talk show host has to shut his yap for 3 days. Can you believe that? Do you think I'll be able to accomplish that? I'm really looking forward to it. I've had a lot of friends over the years that have invited me. Evidently, this it's a Jesuit retreat house. It's called De Montreville. It's down on Lake Elmo between St. Paul and Stillwater, around the Twin Cities area in Minnesota. And you know, it's one of those things where I've had folks invite me like a year in advance, and I think that's just is light years from now. Not a chance. Can't do it. And this one came up just a couple of weeks ago. And so I talked to my wife and said, "Hun, I hate being gone on the weekends, gone enough during the week, but what do you think?" She said, "Well, you've always wanted to do it, do it." And with the blessing of the family, I'm going to go off this weekend, actually leaving tonight, and it goes from like 6:30 tonight to 6:30 on Sunday night. So I won't be here tomorrow, and I'll be in total silence. So I'll have a full report for you on Monday and how I fare in that particular regard. But I'm looking forward to it because I've heard about them. I've talked to folks that have really enjoyed them. And so I'm just going to be still. My lips will be still. And I am a talker on and off the air, as anybody who knows me knows. So it'll be quite an experience. You can handicap whether or not you think I'll make it or not. So we look forward to it. Guests on the program today include Sean Howard from TransCanada. Where are we at with the Keystone XL pipeline anyway? It's one of these things that's like seriously. 5 years since it was first proposed, and we're still talking about it. And more delays are being proposed. Now the latest is some of the environmentalist opponents claim the project climate impact would be enormous. We'll get an update from the company. By the way, one of the supporters, one of the folks that said, "Hey, we'll put our oil on the pipeline and ship it to market," Continental Resources' Harold Hamm has said it's no longer necessary. You know, he's still saying, you know, we'll commit to our share, but really the market's addressed this need and you just don't need to build it anymore. We'll give him a chance to respond to that. Senator John Hoeven will also be here today on the program, share his thoughts on military action against Syria, as well as the changes to the crop insurance program. You know, speaking of Syria, just checking up, we have a number of questions that we put up on our Facebook page. And two of them are surrounding the question of Syria. One, how do you want your member of Congress to vote? And the other on this little dust-up with Senator John McCain playing poker during the three-and-a-half-hour hearing the other day. And it's just far and away exploding, so to speak, on Facebook. And so a lot of folks are ramped up about Syria right now. Now, Steve, you and I were talking about this earlier, and your point was, eh. You don't think that many people are paying attention, right? You're ticked about John McCain playing poker, aren't you? Are you no longer ticked?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Yeah, okay, there you are. I lost you for a second. Why are you ticked?
No, isn't it an honor to serve in Congress and serve your constituents and serve your country? And you're going to then play video poker. You know, people wonder why there's gridlock going on right now in Washington and nothing is getting done. There you go. Now, I don't care if I do not agree with somebody speaking. I don't care if I'm diametrically opposed to them politically. But I am going to have the common courtesy, and I owe it to myself to at least understand where they're coming from. That's an open discussion. That's a dialogue. That's how you get things accomplished. McCain go into a meeting and, hey, guess what? We're done. They're talking about stuff that I don't care about.
I'm not going to say, hey, it's a good idea for members of Congress to play poker, but my deal is in a 3.5-hour hearing. Tell me somebody in a meeting that hasn't drifted off into their smartphone. I think it happens all the time. And, you know, these members of Congress are human, too. Now, you could be offended. I just think it's sort of, a distraction from the bigger issue of Syria. Here's my main question for the audience that I'm curious about. And you and I sort of differed on this as well. I think a lot of people are engaged about this situation in Syria right now. I think they are closely watching, you know, and I can't find one person that wants their member of Congress to vote in support of this thing. So there's even just flat out fear here that this military operation is going to commence. Now, you know, the John McCain playing poker thing is sort of a sideline. By the way, I see Clay Jenkinson is one of those that's posted here. Clay says much ado about nothing. He's a great man who's earned the place in the American. Which of us has not doodled or lost focus in such a situation? And I tend to agree.
I tell you what, if you've lost your focus when there's a major issue going on and you've earned your place, great. You've put your time in, but maybe if you've lost that focus, it's time to step aside and let somebody else have a focus. If you can't be engaged in the political process. I'm
trying to find somebody that agrees with you here. Gene says, doesn't bother me any. He already made up his mind. He was going to ignore his constituents. Tom says, not too long ago, senators were drunk during hearings. He already knew how he was going to vote. These things are usually just showboating. Laurel says, I could care less.
Well, then why are you
there? I'm more upset with him about his views on war. He's part of the establishment that needs an attitude adjustment. So, kind of confusing here.
So we're paying them to sit in Congress and play video games. I like that.
No, I mean, I don't think John McCain's proud of this moment. I just don't think it's something you take a 2x4 to his head over. You know what I mean? Who hasn't done something similar and drifted away in a meeting? I don't think we ought to condone our members of Congress, you know, messing around there. Here's one email that says, when you're a public servant, you need to be even more careful about how you spend your time when you're on the clock. So there's one that agrees with you. Thank you, Maria. She agrees with you, Steve. Feeling better now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. How about just Syria in general? Are you paying attention to this? So I see Pope Francis has called for a day of prayer and fasting. A lot of churches throughout North Dakota are heeding this call, opening the churches on Saturday, a day of prayer and fasting specifically on Syria. Seems to be top of mind. So I guess my question would be for our audience, is Syria top of mind? How do you want your member of Congress to vote? Or is anything but other things more important to this issue than Syria? That's one question I have. Because it looks to me, at least if our social media indicators are accurate, a lot of folks are engaged on this issue. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and Larry in Williston is first to school us up here. Go ahead, Larry. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, the reason I was calling is I think John Kerry missed the whole point. It's a credibility issue. Why would the American people believe, you know, the facts of what's going on right now in Syria when Benghazi and Fast and Furious is such a joke? You know, the truth comes out months later rather than at the time. And I think that's where the credibility issue lies. And the other thing is, I think people are tired of sending their sons and daughters in on these, you know, they're great ideas when half the time it turns out to be something different.
If we believe the intelligence to be accurate, that the rebels did use chemical weapons, would that change your mind on whether we ought to do something?
No. I think it's time that America steps back and stops trying to play the mediator and every little thing in the East. And I really think they need to pay attention to what the American people think, because you can see the overwhelming consent of the people is they do not want to see participation in Syria.
At what point do you think the federal government decided that they belong being the UN?
Well, I'm not sure on that. You know, I really think that they need listen to the people, you know.
Larry, appreciate the call. Let's go to Bill in Garrison. Is Syria top of mind for you, Bill?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a I'm a guest going into Syria. Let them fight out. If they bother us, then go over there. And now McCain. My question is, who was watching him play poker? Was that person supposed to be paying attention to?
I think it was a press photographer, wasn't it, Steve? I think it was
a press photographer. I just heard what's going on. Well, okay, there he is. News media getting in there where there is no shouldn't be again.
Thanks for the phone call, Bill. Matt, when we come back from the break, if you want to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, powered by SchwannCadillac.com, and this is What's on Your Mind. Matt, you're up next.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennon want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. We'll get back to the phone calls around the region. Temperature-wise, Bismarck Mandan at 65 this hour, Williston 71, Dickinson 65, Minot 64, 64 in Garrison, Jamestown 63, 64 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks 57, Fargo 65, Miles City 72, in Rapid City they're at 71, Lemon, South Dakota at 69 this hour, and Aberdeen at 66. Back to the phones, Matt and Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, this thing with John McCain playing poker during the Senate hearing, you know, my take on that is him playing poker during a Senate hearing on something with the range of effects is what this Syria topic has is really degrading and an insult to the American people. But what I find even worse than that was him on the news yesterday laughing about it, making a joke about the thousands of dollars that he lost while doing that, you know, instead of concentrating on the lives that are going to be lost if we go in and do this, he's sitting there, you know, playing poker. And to me, that's a disgrace. It's time to kick the man out. It's past time to kick him out. He should have been gone a long time ago.
Matt, don't we pay his salary? Tax dollars? We write that check? Do you expect more for your money?
That's right. I look at it, you know, Thomas Jefferson said when a man assumes a public office, he should consider himself public property because at that time his job is to serve the public. And John McCain is no different than me working for my boss every day. You know, he pays me a certain amount of money and he expects results for what he pays me. And if I'm sitting there playing computer poker while I'm supposed to be doing my job, I'm not going to last very long. And that's the problem with these politicians. They know they can get away with whatever they want to do because the vast majority of Americans are too preoccupied with their daily lives and what's going on TV and Miley Cyrus's latest moves on the dance floor to pay attention to what the politicians are doing. And it's time to stop it. You know, and as far as Syria, my take on Syria, you know, Obama's little comment about shooting a shot across the bow. If he really wants to scare Assad into straightening up, just threaten to institute Obamacare in Syria, and that'll be enough to scare anyone.
You know, Matt, you make a good point, I think, on the seriousness of the topic, because it's obvious this concerns a lot of folks. It's, as I say, a subject of the Pope calling for a day of prayer and fasting worldwide on Saturday over this issue. It's obviously consuming a lot of attention and is a, you know, a situation that is serious. So in that regard, I certainly agree with you that it maybe, you know, deserved more time. I think what it is for me is my bar has been so lowered of any kind of expectation out of members of Congress that this to me is just what else? You know, I mean, it's just I think most folks in that panel are more concerned what they have to say than what anybody else has to say. So when somebody else is talking, it's like, you know, there's a certain amount of arrogance there. My point is, I think we've all done this. I think we've all drifted off in a 3.5-hour meeting, and when everybody's said it, when, you know, everything's been said, but not everybody said it. But I think, Matt, you raise a point, at least on the seriousness of the topic, deserved a little more from him. But I still
I still say, though, it's about the debate. It's about hearing what the other side has to say, forming your opinion. Obviously, he went in there with his opinion already formed. He didn't care what anybody else was going to say. He'd moved on, and that's why we have the gridlock in Washington that we do.
Here's the question we have for you. Does Syria matter? Are you paying attention to it, or would you like to talk about anything but? We're looking for a guide there from you on that. And then specifically on Syria, how do you want your member of Congress to vote? And this situation with John McCain, is it a scandal? Is it an outrage? 800-228-0550. John in Grand Forks next to go on What's on Your Mind. Hello, John.
Hey, Syria. But first, Scott, your retreat, I would be willing to bet they're going to ask you home after the first hour.
You think I'm going to get the boot early on, huh?
Oh, that's impossible, my friend. Oh.
Do you think I'll be like a caged animal wanting to flap my lips?
Well, I don't talk a lot anymore. But I couldn't do that.
Somebody told me, boy, that's a long time to go without saying anything. Now, I talked to another friend of mine that actually attended one of these, and he said after 3 days when he left, he felt like he was going 1 mile an hour and the world was going 100 miles an hour. Really slowed him way down, so I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, John, what's on your mind? Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Yeah, you bet. Obama, you know, when you talk about... When he was asked about his integrity being affected, and he threw the world, the American people, and Congress under the bus on that deal, why would anybody in Congress vote to do this? You know, it's You know, and I got chastised a little bit about a week ago when I said that, you know, if you're going to go to war, you go in hard and you go in fast. And if you're not willing to do that, then don't do it at all. You know, that was my premise on that. Yeah. But this guy's a narcissistic, and it is so sad that people, are, I think, are going to start finding that out, which we knew back in 2008, a lot of us. So, okay.
John, thanks for weighing in and letting us know what's on your mind today. Let's go to Dan in Fargo. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Hey, I was just thinking about listening to some of the comments, and I think what people are perhaps skipping over is that distraction from all the NSA and the wiretapping. When you suddenly attack Syria, and then you can justify more terrorist activity, then whatever the NSA is doing becomes justified, and you can gloss it over again. Because we don't have any interest in Syria. Which side are we helping? Two bad guys. We got two groups of bad guys. We haven't even decided who should take over the country. It's the Muslim Brotherhood fighting Syria, the Syrian army. We want to help. I don't want to help either of them.
You know, it's a sad indictment when you think about a situation as serious as Syria. Do we attack? Do we not? And by the way, this has been going on for 2 years, right? It's not the first time we believe they've used chemical weapons either. But which goes to your point, Dan. You're sitting there saying, you know what? I'll bet this whole debate over whether or not to respond to this latest chemical warfare attack is to get us to not think about the NSA. I mean, that really speaks volumes about our level of trust in the government, and it's not good. Appreciate the call, Dan. Richard, Detroit Lakes or Devil's Lake? I got DL here, Richard. You tell me where you're calling from.
Detroit Lakes.
All right. Lakes Country, Minnesota. Go ahead. You're next.
My congressman or my senators from Minnesota have already made up their mind. They're going to vote with the president or go with along with it. So what I call them and tell them doesn't mean anything, but I'm against it. We're supporting, supposedly, the president's stance is the rebels, which are the Muslim Brotherhood. Al-Qaeda's involved. And I just can't see helping out a group of people that's been killing our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. What are we trying to accomplish by putting them in power? Something we've been fighting against. What's the worst of two evils? I don't understand. And we don't really know, truthfully, if Assad is the one that used the chemical weapons. Who knows? We're taking our government's word for it, and I really don't trust our government anymore for what their word is. So it could be Iran helping. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's the other piece. You got Iran, in the middle of this as well. Appreciate the call, Richard. By the way, I've not found one person on a 60-some, 70-some post now on our Facebook page that wants a member of Congress to vote in favor of this. What do you think of that? More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Heart is a blue, shoots up to the stony ground.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk with Sean Howard of TransCanada to discuss the continued roadblocks to the Keystone Pipeline. Will the administration delay it until 2014? And why is Harold Hamm saying it's no longer necessary? We're going to get the details on that coming up in just a few minutes. A couple more quick phone calls to get in here. Quick, Ed in Minot, what's on your mind today?
If you can't talk for 3 days, you could start a career in long-haul truck driving. That could be okay.
New career for you, Scott.
Well, aren't you guys talking on radios back and forth or chatting with family members on the phone or...
Yeah, and the Syria deal, you know, them animals been fighting over there for 5,000 years, so I don't think this is going to do anything for them, you know, so that's my idea.
Interesting. That's why I hadn't thought of that, but I guess truckers could shut it all off if they wanted to, right? If you're long-haul trucking, got those long runs, you just turn all the devices off and nobody to interact with because you're alone in the cab, so, yeah.
It's very zen.
Very zen, yes. John and Bismarck, let's get you in here before our guest. You next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Just Syria. It's sad that our legislatures don't listen to us anymore, whether it was Obamacare, Boehner not having the investigation in Benghazi. I mean, over and over and over again, they don't listen to us. The Pew Research poll said 76.83% of the people in this country want nothing to do with going into Syria. But they always say it's about humanitarian, John McCain and these clowns. Okay, what about 10,000 people died last year in this country from gang-related deaths. A bunch of them are young people. This thing is supposed to cost minimum of $200 million up to $500 million. Could you imagine if we took $500 million and poured it into Southside Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, and even the West out here in the Bakken now with gangs, drugs, human trafficking, all that stuff? What about that humanitarian deal? Let's do something here in our country for a change. And the man's right on. They've been fighting over there since the dawning of time, and nothing we're going to do is going to change it.
John, thanks for the call. You know, the only issue that I think we need to take serious is where'd those chemical weapons come from? Who has them now? Is there more? How else can they be used? But I fear we're going to do a pinprick strike just to say we did one, and just further inflame things, which I think is where most folks are at. Anyway, continue to weigh in on this on our Facebook page. We'll return to it after a conversation with our guests, and we are pleased to be joined by Sean Howard from TransCanada to talk about the Keystone XL pipeline. Sean, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Good to be with you again.
Are we 5 years into this process now? Is it 5 years in total since this was first proposed?
We are. When we originally started talking about this, it was back in 2008, and I think I saw a calendar or a clock somebody had been working on recently, and we've rolled past 1,800 days.
Unbelievable. And what's the latest? Is the administration, from your view, going to delay this further yet into 2014?
Well, you've heard me say this before, and it's tough for us to say what the administration is going to do. We don't control this process, so we can't say, you know, with exact clarity about when a decision will be made on our permit. What we do know is we've been waiting for them to finish publishing all of the public comments that they received during the last public comment period. I understand that if it's not done now, it's pretty close. And then they have to publish what's called the final environmental impact statement. So there'll be a period of time that we have to wait for that, and then that will kick off the next and final stage of the review, which is really comes down to a fundamental question. Is this pipeline in America's national interest? Does it deserve this permit because it's in America's national interest? And that's what will be looked at. You'll still hear all of the same claims and misinformation from the opponents of the project, but that's the question that will be looked at very carefully during that shorter national interest period.
If you have any questions or comments for our guest, Sean Howard of TransCanada, you can give us a call at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennin. Sean, when you look, and I've always looked at the picture of national security as being a North American plan. When we're looking at energy independence, it's North America. It's going to take Canada, it's going to take the United States, and it's going to take Mexico. If we want to be independent from all the other ailments that are going on in the world, where does the TransCanada pipeline fit in? You've got Harold Hamm coming out saying that it's not necessary anymore for what's going on in the Bakken. But I still look at it as necessary because of the bigger picture. What is that bigger picture as far as TransCanada is concerned?
Well, it's still necessary as part of the Bakken. Remember that the Bakken is one of the only American oil fields that's actually growing in production. There's no question that rail can be a part of getting product out of a place like the Bakken, and that's what we're seeing producers turning to more and more. Until the pipeline infrastructure is there, until there's enough production coming out of an area. And, you know, none of our customers who have signed up on our Bakken Market Link, are changing their mind. They want this. They need it. It's another piece of that infrastructure. It allows them to have that direct access to Cushing and the Steel City and ultimately down to the Gulf Coast. But you're absolutely correct. This one pipeline is a piece of a North American energy infrastructure system. Don't forget that even with production in the Bakken growing and even with production in Canada growing, the U.S. is still forecast to need between 3.5 to 7 million barrels of oil a day that it will import. That doesn't include the production that's already there. So the real question here is, do you want to have to continue to rely on supertankers from the Middle East or ships coming from Venezuela to bring that oil? Or do you want to get it from a neighbor and a trusted ally that shares America's interests and values? To us and to our customers, and it was, you know, the genesis of Keystone XL was American producers and refiners who had some of their assets nationalized in Venezuela. They need this oil for the refineries on the Gulf Coast, and they'd rather do it with this Canadian and American oil than they would with that Venezuelan or oil from the Middle East because of all the instability that goes with that.
Tim in Roscoe, South Dakota, has a question for you. Sean, from Keystone XL Pipelines to TransCanada, the parent company behind the project. Sean Howard with us today. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah. If this pipeline is 100% privately funded, why don't you guys go ahead and stay 10 foot each side of the border and build it south and build it north? And when you know sooner or later what somebody in there is going to say yes, put that last 20 foot piece in and away you go. That's what I want to know, why you don't do it.
Well, it's a multi-billion dollar project, and to have to get projects like this built, you need that those long-term commercial contracts and trying to rail it or truck it over the border until that final, you know, 50 feet or whatever it is would be extremely expensive on top of that. And ultimately, it's you and I that end up paying for that as consumers in because those costs get passed through and everything we buy, whether it's gasoline or something at the store.
Thanks for the phone call, Tim. Let's go to Mike in Williston. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, a question for Sean regarding the misinformation that's being spread about the pipeline, especially with regard to safety. And Sean, would you explain some of the major untruths that are being spread, and then also discuss what kind of safety measures are being implemented for this pipeline?
Well, I think we need to start from the fact that, first of all, this is the most modern oil pipeline that has been proposed to date. No other pipeline will incorporate all of the safety features, and we've actually agreed to 57 additional safety measures. And while some pipelines may have some of these pieces or some of the designs, they don't have all of them, and that's why we sit here and say that this will be the safest pipeline built. And that's why we've had four environmental impact statements done, and the State Department's own documents state that with everything that we have agreed to put into place, the designs, you know, how we avoid some of the sensitive areas, the extra shutdown valves, the kind of technology, the materials that we're using to build this pipeline, all of that stuff, in their own reports, they have stated that this would operate to a degree of safety that's far higher than anything that's in operation today. I mean, it's everything from the valves to the steel and the pipe to what we do. You know, people can look today at our Gulf Coast pipeline that we're building from Cushing down to the Houston area. And some people have looked at what we're doing there and have criticized some of our investigative digs that we're doing and some of the replacement that we're doing. This is a brand new pipeline, but during construction, sometimes, you know, a rock or a shovel or something like that can create even just the tiniest of a dent or an anomaly or a blemish on that pipeline. You can't even see some of these with the human eye. We're actually going in and replacing those. Nobody else has done that yet, and that's just an example of how we're raising the bar in terms of how we're constructing pipelines, but also what people could expect to see if we get approval for Keystone XL.
Mike, appreciate the call. Thank you. Address, Sean, if you would, Harold Hamm's comments.
Well, what I read when he did the interview with the National Journal was that, you know, producers are looking for whatever way they can to get that product to market. But he also said that they're going to continue shipping the oil that they've committed through Keystone XL. You know, and this just kind of goes against what, you know, or shows industry will find a way to get that product to market. It's based on the need that you and I have as consumers. We need gasoline. You know, huge parts of the American economy, the North American economy, run on diesel fuel. You know, all kinds of products that are made from that in those refineries. So if there's delays in terms of getting infrastructure like pipelines in place, producers find other ways to get it there.
Sean, we're up against the break. Hold that thought. We'll come back to that after the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mark and Hazen, you're up next. It's What's on Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollenverse, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
On your mind with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Toll free 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have questions or comments, 64 degrees at the studios of 550 K-Fire, home for the What's On Your Mind flagship. Over in Dickinson, KLTC, we're at 64 degrees. Up in Tioga, KTGO country, it is 70 degrees. At this hour, Fargo-Moorhead at 64 degrees, Minot 63, 61 out at the base. So you get a little sense of how temps are doing around the region. Sean Howard with TransCanada is with us, talking about the Keystone XL pipeline. Mark and Hazen waiting with a question. Did you finish on your answer just on where we were at with, Harold Hand's comment?
Yeah, Sean? I think so. I mean, ultimately, I mean, it's a lot easier to move the kind of volumes of crude that are needed by pipeline, and history's shown that it's safer to do so by pipeline, and that was probably the only thing I would have added.
But in your view and in the view of other producers, it's still needed.
It's absolutely needed. There's not that pipeline infrastructure coming out of the Bakken that would service the kind of volumes that are needed, and certainly not at the cost that a pipeline can offer it to when you look at other methods of transportation.
Mark in Hazen for our guest. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning. I brought this up well over a year ago on the talk show that preceded yours about why this pipeline won't get approved as long as Obama's in there. Warren Buffett and his Burlington Northern Railroad are making huge profits off of transporting oil. And, of course, who's one of Obama's biggest supporters but Warren Buffett? I was in Dallas last fall, and they made a big splash about all the rail transload facilities and what BNSF is doing for transporting oil down there as well. So it's not just in North Dakota, but it's all over the country where the railroad has taken over this transportation of the oil. And as long as Warren Buffett is supporting Obama, he's not going to approve any kind of pipeline where he's got the authority to block it. Just wanted your thoughts on that and get your opinion if there's any truth to that.
I would just to dovetail on Mark's question. He's not the first to suggest that, although I often see the power of the environmental extremists as being, you know, certainly very much influential with this administration. Do they have more power than Warren Buffett would? Or, you know, obviously the BNSF has done pretty well with this delay if you actually quantified it. You know, does Mark have a point? You think that's one of the reasons, Sean?
Well, there's no question that in the interim, rail has stepped in. I would note that recently Berkshire Hathaway did announce a major investment in Suncor Energy, which is one of the longstanding and respected oil sands producers here. So, you know, they are invested in that as well. But I'm tracking almost 20 train loading terminal kind of complexes and announcements that have been made in conjunction with producers and rail companies because of delays that have taken place. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, moving oil down to the Gulf Coast refineries. You know, critics scoffed at the idea that if Keystone wasn't approved, that there would be other ways to move oil to market. Well, as you guys know, TransCanada has announced a proposed $12 billion pipeline conversion and construction project that would move oil from Western Canada all the way to a potential terminal on the East Coast that would allow some of the oil here to move to international markets where it's wanted. And it's one thing that is at times puzzling is, you know, we live in a world where products like this are traded on the global market. People want these kinds of products that are produced in North America, and it shouldn't come as a surprise when if obstacles are put in the way that those producers and what I don't think a lot of people understand is just how much American money is invested in the development of the Western Canadian oil patch over the last, you know, 50, 60 years. There wasn't enough capital here in Canada to do that. There were a lot of American investors, people who came here, built a life up here. That's why Calgary, has such a strong relationship with Texas because of the number of Americans, you know, who do live here and people from Oklahoma and Wyoming and others who've made their way here to build companies and to build businesses in the energy industry because this is where the resource was. And, I don't think people really appreciate how much, how many American companies are actually up here doing that work today, and they want to get the product that they're producing up here down to those refineries.
Sean, we got less than a minute left, but I did want to ask you, one of the big arguments that people are getting in the way of the pipeline, they're saying that, well, it's just going to ship oil overseas. It's oil that's needed here. What kind of export numbers are we talking about?
Keystone is a supply pipeline to Gulf Coast refineries. It is not an export pipeline, period. We are delivering to refineries in the Houston area. Today, there are some refined products that are exported to Europe because they make too much diesel fuel in some of those refineries. Gasoline comes back from those European markets to the
U.S.
That clears up
another key point by the critics, though. Sean, thanks so much. We'll have you back. Appreciate it very much. We're up against the clock. Gotta go.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Well, the Marxist socialist sitting in the White House has signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens. Has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.